Farmers in southeastern Wisconsin are wondering just how bad this growing season will be or what might be salvageable. The drought in southern Wisconsin last week intensified from moderate to severe. WUWM's Latoya Dennis visited Robinson's farm in West Bend. The family-owned farm tends around 400 dairy cows and raises crops, alfalfa, corn, soybeans, and winter wheat. Sunbrook Roden fears the season could be devastating.
It's not going to be a good yielding fall for us if we don't get any rain real soon. Some of our first planted corn is going through pollination right now, and if it doesn't get any rain for pollinating, that could really devastate what kind of cob and what kind of grain we're going to get off of that corn plant. And if we don't have any grain to feed the cattle or even to sell as a cash crop, we're going to be money out. I mean, that's what we rely on. Here on your right, you can see one of our cornfields that was planted by the end of May.
All right, so we are walking through a cornfield right now, and these are pretty short. Some of them are knee-high, as you said, knee-high by the 4th.
Some of them are knee-high by the 4th of July, which is what we like to see, but as you can also see, the plants are curling up quite a bit. They should be opened up. They should be a bright green, and with us having an early spring this year, this corn should be over waist high by now already.
Really?
Yeah. The plants are stressing out right now due to the heat conditions.
At this point, can these plants survive?
If we don't get any rain in the next 2 weeks, we're looking at probably harvesting this stuff already just because it's going to die.
And how much rain do you actually need?
We could use a couple inches right now, and a couple inches over the course of a few days, not all in one shot. If we got 3 inches in about 5 minutes, a lot of it would just run off, and the plants wouldn't be able to utilize it.
So if that doesn't happen, obviously you're going to lose money on this because you won't have your cash crop, but what about your feed?
Well, we should be able to manage to get enough feed this year. It's just that it's going to take more acres for us to produce that feed. Instead of getting 18 to 20 ton per acre for corn silage, we're only going to be looking at maybe 8 to 10 ton per acre, so possibly half as much as what we would get in a good year.
Now, you're a pretty young guy, but you've grown up on a farm. Have you ever experienced a time like this?
I haven't experienced it this dry for this long. When you hear, like, my dad speak about the drought of 1988, that's the drought that you hear about always, or the bad times. But there, too, they had rain in the spring to get the plants going, and in July and August and September is when it really got hot and dried up bad for them. So the crops were maybe a little farther along that year than what they are now this year.
Now, do you have insurance on your crops?
We do have insurance. That'll kick in later in the fall once we determine what our yields are going to be. I mean, if we're going to be harvesting these crops in the next 2 weeks, it's potentially a full loss.
Do you have any soybean fields around here?
Yeah.
Now, they were talking about applying for permits to pull water from other sources. Are you applying for one of those permits?
We're not set up for any irrigation systems. If you get to the western part of the state, they're set up more so for irrigating their land. We have a lot of 20, 40-acre fields, and sometimes they're kind of odd-shaped. There's no good way to set it up for irrigation.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a soybean field.
These are our soybean plants. As you can see, some of them are doing okay. It'd be nice if they were a little taller to be able to get more leaves.
Now, were soybeans planted all the way through here?
Yep. Soybeans were planted all the way through the field. Depending on the soil types, you can kind of see this is a higher point in a field, a little more sandier soil, doesn't hold moisture as well. So this type of soil is going to dry out a little faster than a clay soil or a loamy soil.
And so a lot of this where you don't really see the green at all, it's dead, basically.
Yeah, it's dead. That's done already.
I guess as a farmer, you never really know what's going to happen. You have your up years and your down years, I would imagine. Is this just how it goes?
Just how it goes. The last 2 years were very good. It was very hot all last summer, but we got sufficient rain all summer as well. So the crops, we had an excellent crop year last year. So you just got to take the up with the downs, and right now we're in a down year.